Patient name, Robert Waycasey, spelled W-A-Y-C-A-S-Y, date of birth 2-1 of 62, date of service 8-7 of 23. This is a 61-year-old male patient. Here on presentation, complains of stomach pain, period. In a paragraph, this pain apparently started at his upper abdomen this morning. Upon entering the room and me interviewing him, he tells me that he believes it may be due to anxiety. He is missing his mother, who passed away 11 years ago. He always also is having some anxiety about where he's living. He lives in a group home. He needs assistance with making decisions and some altered mental thinking. And he currently lives in a group home. He tells me that he was formerly at the group home entitled Group Home B, and he right now is not living there. He wants to move back there again. He also tells me that he's been having some anxiety about possibly being gay. He thinks about men quite a bit, he states, and I've advised him that these are all anxiety-type issues, and that he really needs to see a psychiatrist to talk through some of these issues. He is accepting of them. He further tells me he does not want any medication today as he cannot afford it, period. New paragraph. Blood pressure 126 over 79, pulse 101, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation of 97%, current weight 217, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none. Medical history, diabetes, hypertension, depression, anxiety, surgical history, negative. Additional medical history, Asperger's disease and autism, period, in a paragraph, surgical history, negative, social, negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking, period, in a paragraph, on examination, uneventful exam, HEENT, largely unremarkable, neck is soft, no thyromegaly masses or lymphadenopathy, heart positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur, lungs are clear, abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender. He does not have any abdominal pain at this point during our interview. He tells me he has normal bowel habit and bladder habit as well. No other issues. I've talked with him for 10 to 15 minutes in the exam room. I feel as though his issues at hand are more anxiety-driven, and he may be better suited to see a psychiatrist for follow-up. I've advised him to do so. He tells me he will do that, and if he has any other medical issues, he can feel free to come back here. I've explained this to him as well as his caregiver.